Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of February 11th, 2024. It's entitled, Our Great God is Faithful. It's taken from a variety of passages, including Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. Our call to worship is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, and Psalm 100, verses 1, 2, and 5. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. When I last shared with you, we were thinking about the amazing truth that it is possible to become a friend of God. This friendship that God initiates and makes possible. From our childhood, we long to be with others and to develop friendships. Sometimes, while children are together, you might hear someone say something like, I won't be your friend anymore if you don't, and you can fill in the blank. Now, adults may not state their relationship terms as directly as children, but we do much the same. We also will abandon friendships if people repeatedly let us down or break their promises. Today, I want us to marvel at the truth that when we respond to God the Father's invitation to become his friend, through accepting Jesus Christ as our sin forgiver and life leader, that he will never abandon you as a friend. Even when you let him down, or break your promises to him. One of the ways that God describes himself to Moses is as one who is abounding in faithfulness, abounding in faithfulness. Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. But can we trust God to remain faithful? Can we trust him to remain faithful? This question lingers in many of our minds. If significant people in our lives have been unfaithful in keeping their promises, keeping their vows, keeping their word, we can struggle with trusting God's promises. This is because our experiences influence our expectations of what will happen. To counter this, remind yourself that God doesn't make promises he will not keep. God doesn't make promises he won't keep. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, God is no mere human. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises. God remains faithful, even when we are not faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are not faithful, he will still be faithful because he must be true to who he is. It is who God is. It is part of his character, and he will not go against his character to be unfaithful. He is faithful. The Bible is full of assurances of God's faithfulness. The Lord is your mighty defender. Perfect and just in all his ways. Your God is faithful and true. He does what is right and fair. It's from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 in the Good News Bible. God keeps his covenant with those who love and obey him. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, you know that the Lord your God is the only true God, so love him and obey his commands. And he will faithfully keep his agreement with you and your descendants for 1,000 generations. God is faithful. And God's faithfulness can be seen in a number of different things. First of all, very simple, we see it every day. God's faithfulness is seen in the order of creation. In the order of creation. God is faithful in sustaining this world. Do you ever wake up in the morning and wonder if the sun's going to come up, or if it's going to go down that night, or if summer is going to follow spring? Likely not. These things are set in place. We assume they just happen. It is part of God's plan, part of his faithfulness in sustaining this world. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "As long as the earth exists, planting and harvesting, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never stop." That's God's word. So God's faithfulness is seen in the order of creation. It's also, his faithfulness is also seen in the keeping of his word. The keeping of his word. Psalm 145, verse 13 says, "For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns." Thank you, Lord. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here, Paul is saying, you know, remember this promise. God is going to keep you strong to the end. And you will be free from all blame when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. And he will do this. Why? Because, remember, he is faithful to do what he says. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is faithful. We see it in creation, in the keeping of his word. And we also see it in his willingness to help us. His willingness to help us. And this is in a number of areas. Let me highlight three. His willingness to help us in forgiving our sins. His willingness to forgive our sins. 1 John 1, 8 and 9 tells us that if we confess our sins, God can always be trusted to forgive us and take away our sins. We see it in his willingness to help us when we are tempted, that we will not be tempted beyond what we can bear, and he will always give us a righteous way out. We don't have to listen to the devil saying, "Give in." The Lord will help us when we're tempted. And also when we need protection. He is our rock, our fortress that we can run to. Now we see assurances of God's faithfulness in the Bible. And we can hear of it from the experiences of others. And it can be encouraging. But the question may be in your mind, do we have proof of God's faithfulness? When it comes right down to it, do we have proof of God's faithfulness? We do. And I like how the Bible, the Handbook of Bible Promises says it. Let me quote them. "The New Testament says that God has given one great, unshakable piece of proof that God is faithful, a piece of proof that no one can take away. And what is that? It's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ." The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 13, verse 32, and the first half of verse 33. Acts 13, 32 and 33 says, this is the preaching of the apostles. "We are telling you the good news. What God promised our ancestors has happened. What God promised our ancestors has happened. God has fulfilled the promise for us, their descendants." And we ask how? By bringing Jesus back to life. We see here, God has fulfilled the promise that he made to our ancestors by bringing Jesus back to life. The assurance of God's faithfulness, the proof that he is faithful, is that he has kept his promises. And we can go through Scripture and we can see that Jesus' coming was promised. And also that God would take care of our sins. And as he brought Jesus back to life, then we know. John 3:16 tells us that God, out of love for us, sent Jesus to die in our place for our sins. We then need to respond by acknowledging our need of forgiveness and accepting Jesus' sacrifice in our place. And Jesus' resurrection confirms that Jesus' sacrifice was accepted and has defeated the grip that sin and death held on him and now held on us. God has kept his promise to us. Thank you, Lord. Our great God is faithful. So what does God's faithfulness mean for us today? Mean for you and I in our day-to-day living? Well, one thing it means is that no matter what happens, God is always with us. No matter what happens, he is always with us. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16 has a beautiful words to us here. The Lord God is saying, says these words, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraven your name on the palms of my hands." What does it mean that God is faithful? It means that no matter what is happening to you, no matter what you are going through, he is always with you. He says, "I will not forget you. In fact, your name is engraved on the palm of my hands. Every time I look at my hands, I think of you. I will not forget you." God's faithfulness to us also means that we can put our faith in him, continually growing in faith and experiencing his blessing. We have experienced his faithfulness, that he is faithful, he is trustworthy. So then we can put our full faith in him because we know we can trust him. That's what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." We can put our full trust in him, knowing that he cares for us, he is with us, he will guide us. Now, the third thing that God's faithfulness means for us today, and this is important to hear, it means our faithful God expects us to live as faithful people. Our God is faithful. He's reached out, initiated a relationship, a friendship with us, invited us into his family, and now he expects us to reflect his character and live as faithful people. Now, hearing and reading stories about God's faithfulness is encouraging, but it's not enough. We really come to know God and know about God's faithfulness when we put it to the test in our own lives. Now, if you were to think about Christians whose lives have been examples of faithfulness to you, maybe people you've seen and watched, maybe people you've read about, if you could ask them, I would venture to guess that if you were to ask them, how did your faith grow? You know, was it listening to a particular preacher, a TV program? What book do you recommend? I would venture to guess that they would tell you that their faith grew in those moments of struggle when they clung to God, their only hope, and he proved himself to be faithful. And as they put him to the test, as they found him to be true to his promises, to be the faithful God who will never leave us, their own personal faith grew stronger because they knew they could put their full weight on the Lord God. I can trust him. When you believe God's promises enough to act on them, his faithfulness becomes real to you and your faith in the Lord grows. You know, that's how James's letter begins. You know, consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you encounter trials of various kinds. Why? Because as you put your full trust in the Lord, you find out that he is faithful. His promises are true. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. This is not to destroy you. This is for your good. Trust me. Walk with me through this, and your faith grows. Your faith grows. Faithfulness is to be practical and to be lived out in our daily activities. It's not just a one-time experience. That is important. I put my faith in God. I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, as my sin forgiver and my life leader. That's important. But it's not a one-time decision to put your faith in God. It's a daily decision. It's a moment-by-moment decision. Faithfulness is to be practical and lived out in our daily activities, and it's to be seen in at least three things. One is in our behavior towards God, honoring him, obeying his word, reflecting his character, listening to his spirit prompting me. So it's to be seen in my behavior towards God and in our obedience, secondly, in what he calls us to do. So it's to be seen in our behavior towards God and then in our obedience to what he calls us to do. The Lord has given us a number of things to do, but as Jesus summarized it, you know, it's love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Our obedience to what he calls us to do. And those things we can't do in our own strength. But we believe his promise that he will help us, so we lean on him. Faithfulness has to be lived out, be seen in our behavior towards God, in our obedience and what he calls us to do. And then thirdly, in our actions and attitudes towards others. This is what God desires. In our actions and attitudes towards others. Faithfulness is not just an attribute of God's character. Faithfulness is at the heart of who he is and how he acts. Because our God is faithful, we are assured that he will keep his promises. And we experience God's faithfulness daily as we trust and depend upon him. Involve him in your daily life. Consciously take him wherever you go. Consciously remind yourself, the Lord is coming with me. The Lord is here. The Lord is with me. Invite him to be a part of all your conversations. You can do that in your mind as you're talking with someone else. Lord, give me your wisdom. How can I help this person? How to respond? Maybe even praying on the spot. Lord, thank you. Thank you. At the end of your day, reflect on how you have seen your faithful God guiding and directing and impacting your day. Reflect on that. Reflect on that. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Let love and faithfulness never leave you. I trust that you serve a faithful God. learn from him and be a faithful follower. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Thank you, Lord. Well, for the benediction, I'd like to read Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 from the Contemporary English Version. May kindness and peace be yours from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Jesus was the first to conquer death, and he is the ruler of all earthly kings. Christ loves us, and by his blood he set us free from our sins. He lets us rule as kings and serve God his Father as priests. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. The Lord bless you. Goodbye.